This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
PM. Sean Tanis joins us as we take a look at stocks and markets. But before that, Sean, the story about H&M, they've dropped its lawsuit against a graffiti artist who wanted his artwork to be removed from the retailer's ads. Sounds like an interesting story already.
Yeah, the copyright battle actually started in January when graffiti artist Jason Williams, also known as Revoke, he was upset his original artwork appeared in H&M's ads without his permission or knowledge.
Oh, wow.
But H&M filed a lawsuit saying Revoke's graffiti doesn't warrant copyright because a graffiti is a product of a criminal act.
Oh,
that is so cunning.
He wasn't ninja'd by H&M on the legal front.
He wasn't asking for huge compensation or payments. He was just upset. They didn't ask him first. And they said protection for a copyright of such art is a privilege under the federal law and not for illegal materials. But they dropped the suit within hours.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that your street cred as a brand,
of course,
really goes out the window once the lawyers comes in, right?
Yeah, I mean it was quite a drastic U-turn. Considering they somewhat had the upper hand in this case with regards to legal grounds, right?
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't look like the same defiant H&M that came under fire in 2012 for imitating other artists' work.
Yeah, and also it's oxymoronic in a way, because if they say it's illegal, why they are featuring it in their products, in their ads,
that too,
right? And also they messed up way too many times, and they probably didn't realize the graffiti art community is very big. They are super vocal,
yes, they are,
and they are always up for battle, right? And this graffiti artist, he's very famous. He's got millions of followers on social media, and he posted, "Since H&M don't support the creatives, we no longer support them. They did not learn from the last monkey move they did," referring to the ad.
Oh, that's
the racist
ad. The racist ad. Yeah, and so the outrage just like followed, and then they thought, okay, this is bad because they have to coexist with the art industry, so they are dropping the suit.
And I'm guessing H&M acknowledged that they messed up again on this instance.
They did. They actually did. They said H&M respects the creativity of artists, no matter what the medium is. Now they're saying that. And we should have acted differently in our approach to this matter. And they're now talking with Revoke. They are in settlement.
So Revoke gets a bit of work out in the mainstream media.
His
social media following goes up. And he's getting a little settlement. I think it worked out quite well for the graffiti artist.
Yeah, of course. And also in situations like this, nobody likes the big corporation.
Yeah.
You are always going to lose if you're the big corporation. I mean, the underdog will get the support, right?
I also would assume that, you know, on Monster.com, on those, you know, there's going to be looking wanted new art director at H&M or something.
Probably. And they'll sponsor him some clothes as well. After this.
Yeah. Moving on to stocks, Berjaya Food shares dipped today, Sean.
Yes, Berjaya Food posted a net loss of 10.8 million ringgit for the third quarter ended in January. The group said this is due to a one-off loss from the disposal of its Kenny Rogers operations in Indonesia. The group proposed to declare an interim dividend of 1 cent per share payable on April 27th. B-Food closed down 4.4% at 1.75 ringgit.
All right, Sean, thank you very much and have a good weekend. Here's some music by Kiss. This is Deuce on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.